Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast, the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. That is my story, and it is a fact. It's the universe, and it is a platform that celebrates you, the industrial professionals, the manufacturing professionals, the companies that get it done. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You innovate. Boy, do you innovate. We got a great interview about innovation. And you are changing lives, and you are changing the world. We thank you each and every day on this particular podcast. That's what we're all about. Okay. We're talking innovation. We're talking about R&D. Very, very fancy stuff. And we're talking to a gentleman by the name of Tom Williams. I can pronounce that name. Good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's Tom Williams. He's chiming in. Kenda Tires is the company. Let's get rolling.
All right.
I'm worn out from that intro, Tom.
So am I.
He's an engineer. He's wacky. He's dry. He's here until Friday.
Hopefully a little longer.
Just for you listeners out there, and if you're watching it, you get to see the logo behind us, which is a very cool doggone setup. We got tires. And what was fascinating, we were able to take a little tour of this particular location, and it's the R&D for Kenda Tires. And there's mad technology out there.
Yeah, we definitely do everything we can to put the computer systems we have installed here to their full capacity.
So, now, for me, being a junkie of this stuff, I could have spent probably another 5 hours, you know, but I can't because now I have to interview you.
My apologies.
Maybe some other time. Yeah. Well, okay, so let's sort of level set right now, Tom, and give us a little background on who you are, where you come from, and all that good stuff, and then we're going to venture into a lot of other topics.
Well, I have been born and grown up here in the Akron area, went to Green High School, which is where this facility is located in the city of Green right now. My kids went to Green High School, went to the University of Akron, so I've pretty much spent my life here. I've been in the tire industry for 35 plus years now, started out at a number of other tire companies across town. But obviously, this is the tire capital, so it's a good place for us to have an R&D center and put our business together for designing tires for the North American market.
So I'm always fascinated because and you brought this up, and I have to ask the question. Do you check your tire pressure?
I do, particularly when I get ready to go to an autocross that I was just telling you about. I check them between every lap on the autocross.
Well, that makes sense. It's a safety thing, definitely.
That's right.
Why wouldn't you? All right. So what we're going to be doing, and we're going to dive into your business, but you know, the elephant in the room, Tom, of course, is COVID, and how has Kenda as a whole, Kenda being a big company, but how has Kenda sort of dealt with the challenges?
Well, it certainly has been challenging. We are a diverse business in the United States and across the world. We've got about 12,000 employees internationally and about 600 in America. And we have miscellaneous industries that do production, and we're in the transportation industry, so those were considered essential workforce areas. Yeah. So we had to stay open. Yeah. Now, my office being an R&D center, I didn't technically have to stay open, but since most of our work is done on computers, all of my engineers have laptops, and we are set up so we can go anywhere, take our laptops, and do our work. So for the first month, my R&D center shut down predominantly, and we work from home.
Yeah.
Our manufacturing facilities, on the other hand, stayed working and continue producing product to support the industry out there because people still have to drive, they still have to deliver goods, they still have to take care of things out there in the world, and that's what we provide, tires and wheels for the industry.
I got to tell you, my gas budget plummeted, just FYI. I'm getting far less cost when it comes to my gas, but it's interesting. So with that ability to be able to do it remotely, that was natural. You just say, hey, don't come on in. Do it from here. We can do that capability. Now let's talk a little bit about, Kenda, the R&D, the work that you're doing here. when it comes to, I'm telling you, listeners, if you think a tire is a tire is a tire and it's just rubber and it's just got some grooves in it, you're missing out on a highly engineered piece of equipment for your car that has a tremendous amount of testing that goes into it. So give us a little background on what the objective is here in this particular R&D.
Well, our R&D center is set up to take care of product for the North American market. So we design the products for replacement market. We provide support for the OEMs out there. And that includes auto OEM companies like Honda, for instance. We supply spare tires to Honda right now.
Yeah.
We are also working to supply tires to their UTV, ATV market, their motorcycle market. We supply Polaris. We supply EasyGo golf carts. We're actually number one in the United States in golf cart tires. We have like 92-93% of the marketplace.
No way.
In OE golf cart tires. So, you know, we have to keep them going. Yamaha, all those companies. And then the UTV companies, the mower companies. So we support all of them. I've been to Polaris, to their headquarters. I've been to up with a lot of the different manufacturers of riding mowers or zero turns.
So in the case of Polaris, this is an example, sort of a question that I have is does Polaris say, hey, we've got this, it's a fun rig. I've seen the commercial. I'd probably kill myself on it, but that's between you and me and nobody else out there. But does Polaris say, hey, this is sort of this is our design of this rig. This is what we want. This is what we expect from our product. Can you design a tire that supports that?
That is philosophically the reason why we are in America with an R&D center. We support our customers. Okay, so they provide us with a specification, whether it's an automotive, a mower company, a bicycle company.
Yes.
Whoever it is, they supply us with a specification of what they want it to do, and then we design a product to fit their specifications, and we have people in the United States to support them directly so that we can go to their facility, we can go do testing with them, anything that's needed to make sure we can meet their requirements.
See, and that's what's so special about this, because you know, there's an entrepreneurial energy, these vehicles, whatever it might be, even golf cart. You know, manufacturers probably have some idea of like, hey, this golf cart is going to be doing a little bit more cornering and whatever it might be. Can you define?
They have very specific requirements. You know, obviously they have to be fuel efficient. They can't tear up turf because they don't want the golf course torn up. So you have to be careful in
how
you design it.
That's why I don't golf, because it's just too tempting.
They don't want them punctured, for instance. They don't want thorns to go through and puncture them. So there's a lot of requirements you have to take care of.
It's... You know, I'm telling you right now, Tom, I'm overwhelmed by the amount of the level of, I don't know, just there's so many unique components to a tire and requirements of a tire that it goes unappreciated.
Well, I think that's very common. You'll hear everybody talk about, and we discussed this a little bit earlier, you hear everybody talk about what their car's horsepower is or how good their brakes are or what kind of G-forces they can handle or things like that.
Yeah.
But it really comes down to that little palm-sized patch of rubber that's on the road. It doesn't matter what the car can do. If the tire can't transmit that force and energy through the system, they are not going to go anywhere. So you have to be very careful. There's a theory called friction circle, and the race car drivers really understand friction circle and how you corner and get the most out of the tire without sliding. And how we design to satisfy that is a big part of the whole thing.
Okay, so I have to ask this question because I have no idea how this... I know when the streets are wet, I'm a slow driver because I'm going to blow it. But then I see F1.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, I mean, they're turning at just a ridiculous, making these, I don't understand how that happens. And the tires look slick to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues with F1. And with water in particular, you can get into situations where they look like they're on ice when they're running. But part of the whole thing with the race cars is downforce, too. Friction is a parameter that is... subject to, there's a frictional force that's part of the road and the tire combination. And what we do with the compounds is very important for how sticky it is.
Right.
And The tires that are on race cars are very, very sticky. Don't expect them to last very long. But,
no.
But they will stick, okay? But downforce created by the aerodynamics of the cars increases the vertical loading on the tires, which the actual friction force is a combination of the frictional coefficient and the load on the tire. So you put those two things together, downforce increases a load, which increases the friction force.
Right. See, now I'm a new man. Now I can say, I understand how that F1 could go around that turn without spinning out. But you're right about it, right? That, I mean, they have multiple tires, and of course they have certain strategies behind that.
Yes.
And it's a composite, and there's just so much science involved with that. And what fascinated me specifically about our conversation was it never stops.
No.
The demands of how you manufacture a tire and meet the needs of the market constantly change. Like, for example, you guys are doing stuff here and you're doing R&D and you're making these tires. Does it some of it translate over to overseas?
Oh yeah, very much so. In fact, we're working on products right now for Europe. We have two programs going on with the EU and what we're going to supply over there with automotive tires. Actually, I have an R&D center in Germany that reports to me that is also designing programs right now for the European market. So I get involved with that. I travel to Taiwan and I get involved with what's going on in their centers over there. So I kind of have my hand in a lot of things.
God, you're a rock star. I love this stuff. You're a living how it's made guy.
Well, that's our job. If you really want to be snowed, let me bring in some of my specialists and they can start talking to you about the science behind it.
Oh, gosh.
Your
man.
Eyes will roll up and you'll, you know, glaze over.
Yeah. Well, we did take a tour with a gentleman that was talking about the formulas that go in,
right?
Because it's not one size fits all, but he was just talking about, okay, we do this. It's fascinating. Now, let's talk a little bit about talent, because you've got a lot of young faces out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important to have sort of young talent within this particular organization?
Here's the fundamental of young talent. We've got a smattering of gray hairs, as I put it, as I talked to you about.
Yeah, I only came in contact with two, in fact. You and the gent that does all of the formulae.
There's a smattering of us in here. We kind of head up the different teams, and all of us have had experience in the industry, obviously, which was one of the main reasons for coming to Akron in the first place. I have actually every person in here with experience I've worked with somewhere along the line. I knew everybody I hired in from past work at one point or another over the last 35 years. Now, Martin, for instance, I worked with way back when I first got out of college. So I know everybody that worked here. Now, the young talent comes in, and first of all, obviously, it works out from a company structure standpoint to have older and younger in here.
Yeah.
You know, budgets, salaries, all those kinds of things. But on top of that, the neat thing about young talent is they don't know what can't be done.
That's an interesting statement. I like that.
You know, they come in with no mindset, no conception that they can't do something yet. So an experienced engineer has spent years working on things and setting his mind. A young engineer doesn't know what can't be done, so he tries new things.
And given the sort of the culture of Kenda, that's your lifeblood. I mean,
of
you're
going
to have to constantly innovate.
I would much rather have a bunch of young engineers that I have to kind of pull back on the reins and say, now, wait a minute, slow down.
Right, right.
You know, we got to look at this. Don't do that.
Right.
Than somebody who comes in and says, well, I tried that 20 years ago and I can't do that anymore.
Yes. No, I hear you. Look at you. You're young at heart. Now, final question in this particular conversation, because I'm enjoying the heck out of it, is why Northeast Ohio?
Well, again, it's talent. If I came in, you know, 6 years ago, I went to the chairman of the company, told him what I would do to help him revitalize his R&D. And I said, I'll set up a center for you in Akron. I'll help you work on your global centers. And he said, okay, great. Long story, but ultimately said, fine, sure, you do that. So it's like that old commercial. You hang up the phone and say, how am I going to do that? You know, and the whole point of this is people, right?
It is.
You gotta have people. If I didn't have talent people, I couldn't do anything.
And that's what makes this Akron area very unique, because the University of Akron,
Right. Well, I've got the experienced engineers that I can hire that I knew, and I've got the young talent from universities like the University of Akron, Mount Union, some of the other schools,
yep.
Cleveland State, different places that I can grab talent from that are trained specifically for the kind of industry I need.
And it's really important because, I mean, if, you know, this area is sort of all tires anyway. There's a lot of just tire history. And so the universities definitely support that.
Certainly.
That reality within the marketplace and the talent there.
Well, we have testing laboratories here too, mold shops, support industries, you know, all those things that are in this area.
And what's great is the fact that it's here. And
yes.
All I have to do is just come knocking on the door, get my temperature checked. Doesn't hurt when you get your temperature checked. They don't do it then.
No, non-contacting.
Non-contact. And make it happen. I'm a big fan. Are you... active out there on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am.
All right. You know what the problem is, Tom Williams? Is the fact that it's Tom Williams. And in LinkedIn, it's Tom Williams. So you're going to have to type in Tom Williams, common name, slap in Kenda. That's K-E-N-D-A. You'll be able to find out because he is out there. And man, you got to, ping him. Ping him. You got to do that. All right, all the contact information will be out on industrialtalk.com. And you are absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
I really appreciate it. This is great, man. Do you give tours?
Not to the common public, no.
Oh, what a letdown.
Sorry.
I really enjoyed it. I wanted more.
You're special.
I am special. See, I'm special. All right, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Again, stay tuned. We will wrap it up on the other side. Thank you very much for joining. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Tom Williams is his name. Kenda Tires is the company. You got to love manufacturing. I don't know how you not love it. I mean, when I went through that tour of Kenda Tire, and I see just the passion in the eyes of everybody, the team, Kenda, what was fantastic. And they're dedicated to just innovation, but more importantly, they're dedicated to safety. Yeah, they're big time, big time, big time into safety. Anyway, you're saying to yourself, Scott, how do I get involved in the Heroes of Manufacturing? And then just say, hey, go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com. Click on that little button that says, hey, I want to get involved. Or, hey, I want to nominate somebody. Either or, both great options. Get involved. Let's celebrate these women and men of manufacturing because they deserve it. They're the unsung heroes of what's taking place in this next normal because it's the next normal, right? All right, again, we got to collaborate. Get out there and collaborate and come up with solutions. We need you. Get out there and innovate because we need all the innovation we can to get through this. We need you. We need to educate. Get out there, educate, learn as much as you possibly can because you got to get cracking. All right. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Change the world. We will be back with another great interview.